brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, you do not want to miss this live 21st day of October 2005 Friday edition. I am your radio talk show host, honored to be here, humbled. I'm Alex Jones. The website's InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Wilma's Rage suggests new hurricane categories needed. And we talked about this yesterday. Hurricane Wilma got up there into Category 6 levels never before recorded in a season that has included three Category 5 hurricanes for the first time on record in the Atlantic Basin. Scientists are beginning to wonder if their rating system is adequate, live science has learned. On the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale, there is no Category 6, but Hurricane Wilma this week rushed up against where a 6 would be if the scale were logically extemporated to include another category. Extrapolated. I'm inventing new words. And hurricanes are getting stronger, apparently fueled by global warming. That is pure bull. Researchers expect the trend to continue. Carrie Emanuel, a climatologist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, calls the scale irrational, in part because it deals only with the wind. I think the whole category system needs serious rethinking, Emanuel told Live Science. Yes, I'm sure he'd like it to be the Emanuel scale. So we'll go over some of the history of this, and guess who's joining us in about an hour and a half. In fact, exactly in an hour and a half. Ben Livingston, the cloud physicist, the meteorologist who headed the Pentagon / CIA Naval Weapons Lab program with weather weapons back in the 1960s. And back in the 1960s and 50s, they had documented, that's outside universities and institutions had researched their data, that they had substantively weakened hurricanes by several categories, and that they had been able to make the hurricanes dump much of their water, that is normally one of the most destructive elements in a hurricane, before it gets to land, and that they could direct hurricanes to a certain extent. And Mr. Livingston, I talked to him this morning on the phone, he said that there's no doubt now with technology hundreds of times more advanced, the planes can carry 800 times more chemicals, that they could really do some damage to this hurricane and weaken it substantively and misdirect it. But there's a problem. The government isn't about to let that happen because, in Livingston's own words last week, the government likes to be able to dole out hundreds of billions of dollars to states and local areas because that brings more control, and that's how they scratch their buddies' backs. Large portions of that money goes directly into corporations' coffers that the president and the vice president and leaders of the House and Senate hold massive stock in. And then many people they, quote, give hurricane relief money to or contracts to, they then give massive campaign contributions to the two parties as well.